The donkey and the dog and the cat went on down the road together. Soon they saw a rustic staying on the fancy post, flapping his wings. "What is the capy?" asked the donkey. "My master doesn't want me anymore," cried the rooster. "Because I called you early in the morning. Can you think?" asked the donkey. "I have a splendid move," crowned the rooster. "Then come and join our band," said the donkey. "We are going to Birmingham." As in great dark, the four friends came to a forest. Then we all tried and stopped to rest by a tree. "I will keep watch from up here," asked the rooster. "From the topmost branch of the tree, I can see a house with a light in the window," he said. "We could go there from the night," said the donkey. "It is cold out here." When they got the house to Donkey Prairie, in the window, "Who's in there?" whispered the cat. "There are some fairies men sitting around a table eating and drinking," said the donkey. "They have big sharp knives and sacks of gold with them." "They must be robbers," said the dog. "They will kill us, Dimples and the cat." "I have an idea," said the donkey. "I know how to scare them. When the candy running down the donkey sees the window with his big hind legs, then the dog jumps on the donkey's back, the cat stands on the dog's back, and the rooster flew up onto the cat's back. "Ready, sing loudly," cried the donkey. Sung the four friends as loudly as they could. They made such a noise that the robbers, who had gone to sleep at the table, woke up in fright. They crashed into each other as they rushed out of the house. "Help, help," they cried. "There is a gint. He's coming in the window. We have to get away." The robbers were so frightened that they flew into the forest, never to be seen again. From that day on, the four friends lived in the robber's house, and they often heard sing her song together.